Hi, this is Gail, your host of the Thursday Drive from 5 to 7 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays, listen to The Drive for the best mix of music from today and yesterday. Join me this Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. for a jumpstart on your weekend. It's about 5:15, and as I mentioned, we have a special guest in the studio, Mr. Rick Porter. He's been a Worcester native for years and doing all kinds of music, and Rick, welcome to WCUW.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. So, I, you know, you're a little ahead of me on music stuff, so I know you started off with Zonkeraz. Tell me about the beginnings of your stuff, and then we're going to play some of your favorite music.
Well, Zonkeraz started in Worcester, started up at the airport, actually, and started very small with Paul Voner and Joanne List, and just grew into a Worcester jam band that I think played 7 years straight.
Wow.
All the time in Worcester.
I caught you guys at Indian Ranch a few summers ago.
The reunion.
Yes, it was excellent. I was like, wow, this band, they must have been, you know, that was a hot band.
Well, it was back in the day.
Yeah. Things were hotter back then.
Well, you could get into the bars at 18.
Yeah, yeah.
There were a lot of different things, but it brought a lot of joy to a lot of people, and it's still a wonderful memory for me, Zonkeraz.
Yeah.
Yeah, magic band. More of a magic band.
It's got quite a reputation in this town.
Yeah, and it was a big band for that time, 10 people when it was finally over. So
jeez.
It was a lot of fun. Great memories.
Wow.
And great songwriters in that band, beside myself.
So it was a lot of original material.
Yeah, I was like the little pup in that band, really. And a lot of my songs, I wasn't even singing at the time. I was just really a writer.
Oh.
And they were great writers in the band. Walter Crockett, Joanne List, Paul Voner wrote a ton of music for Zonkeraz. So it was really an old-fashioned, open, loving.
Yeah.
If anybody had something, we would all listen. So
nice,
you know, good memories there.
I know Walter. I don't know the rest, but he's quite a writer, and what a guy! Love him.
The Gator.
Yeah. And then some of the other bands: Preston Porter, The Shades. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the Shades is the big mystery band. When some of the writings changed after 7 years of Zonkeraz. I wanted to go to Boston and be in the new wave business.
Oh.
So some came, some didn't. Billy McGilvery was in the Shades.
Love
with
Bill.
John Webster from Zonkeraz.
Love those, both those guys.
Yeah, and Paul came.
Yeah.
And Larry Preston came into full force there.
Yeah.
He was really a driving push with that band. And that band actually had a local hit single, the most played ever hit single in Boston.
Yeah.
And had a lot of success, but it wasn't Worcester's favorite band after it decided to break up and go just the opposite way to Boston.
Yeah, we do have a hair across our butts about Boston.
Yeah. And the funny thing, as we speak, I have finally gotten some hidden tapes and files that we're going through now, and pretty soon we're going to be able to bring the Shades back.
Oh, I'd be interested to hear that
the music of the Shades back, because that was really quite a hidden.
Yeah.
A hidden thing. Mystery band.
The mystery band. What was the song?
Want to Make Love was the song.
Want to Make Love. Who doesn't? All right. I'm going to try to find something on that somewhere on the interweb. So we talked a little bit before we get on the mic about some of your influences, and Elmore James, you mentioned.
I think Elmore James was the first, besides the Four Seasons and the things that we listened to as young kids. When I heard Elmore James for the first time, I said, that's it.
And when was that, when you were a kid?
Probably 15 or 16. I heard it from a friend who was started to get into the blues.
That was it.
And I still play slide and mimic him and learn from him. He's a most interesting player. And if you play this, you'll realize that he's either singing or playing. He's never really doing both at the same time. And that fascinated me.
Huh. Interesting.
So that's that space thing that we all want.
Yeah.
His spacing.
I know a lot of people want to do everything, and they stick things in in a neat, you know, good space is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a real good lesson on that, too.
So we're live here in the studio at WCUW 91.3 FM with Mr. Rick Porter. And we're going to play some Elmore James now and get back to more blabbing in a little bit after some tunes. Thanks for sticking around with us and more of all this great stuff.
Hi, this is Cliff Goodwin, and you're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts. Online at WCUW.org.
Girl, there's a better life for me and you. Oh, you know it, baby. And I know it too, baby. Oh, yeah.
You're tuned to WCUW. We're here in Worcester at 91.3 FM. We're online at WCUW.org. It's just a little after 5:30 on a lovely Thursday evening. That was The Animals. We got to get out of this place. We're picking songs by Mr. Rick Porter tonight. He's in the studio with me, and it's really fun. I wish I could air everything we're talking about. There's been some swearing, though. We'd have to beep that out. But before that, we had Dale Watson, Out of Luck, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats with SOB, and Elmore James, your first inspiration, The Sky is Crying. This has been really fun so far, and we have a whole pile of more material to get to. Some of the next stuff up on my Rick Porter list here, Trombone Shorty, some Taj Mahal, Gary Clark Jr. These are all great. What else do you want to tell me about? Tell me about stuff.
Well, I think that the Eric Burdon song gets me into something that I'd just like to speak about. There's no tissues here, so I'm not going to get all broken up. But Eric Burdon is from Ojai, California, which is my second home. It's had some terrible fires over the last 2 days, including Eric Burdon's home. And 17 of my gypsy fellow musicians live in Ojai. It's a great artist community, and frankly, it's burning to the ground. There's very little left there. So if I can put out a shout out for anybody that can help anybody in Ojai or look up Ojai and see what's going on there. It's an artist community that's tight, open, unbelievable. A lot of LA's best musicians run to Ojai to get away from the lights, and there's music there all the time, and my heart goes out for everybody there.
Yeah, no, it's been intense watching it. Like I told you off before, that my first time in California, the vibe is so different, and just everything is different. And you come back here, and I cried. My husband, I mean, if it wasn't for our friends and the bands were in the family, we'd be there. We'd be living there and on the run from the fires as well. Because
Ojai is a very special place, as all Southern California. But Ojai is that place that's just outside of L.A., a couple miles away, all mountains and beautiful venues to play. And it's where a lot of people escape to get away from the lights and just play without any of that. And right now we're in a lot of trouble there. Yeah. So
I know it reminded me of the end of the world kind of stuff, what I saw online.
Yeah, it's bad. Well, so I love all you guys out there, and and Godspeed.
So we also talked a little bit about the way, you know, as you mature in your music, and stuff, and the gigs that you do or don't want to do, and that you want to play for, you know, things that mean something to you. You want to talk about what some of the gigs that you've been doing or what you're doing currently?
Well, I just think you get to the point where you have so many years in this business that you mature and you get to a point where you want to give back. Mm. And so a lot of my gigs aren't really advertise because they're for kids with autism or for elderly people or poor children.
Yeah.
And so those are a lot of the gigs that I'll be doing the holiday season, and then I'll be back on the circuit.
That's great. That's great. I know I did catch some of your stuff online. Some of it was, you know, a lot of people blabbing in the, but you sounded great. I did see some of what happened here in the front room last weekend. That was awesome.
That was fun.
I know, with Chuck and Mudd and you and Peter Allard.
And the Gator, Walter Crockett.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. So, you know, thanks for giving back to the community that isn't, you know, having a trouble. I loved watching some of that stuff online. I couldn't be here, but hopefully you do another show down right here in our front room. That would be awesome.
Anytime.
Yeah. So we're going to play some more of your inspirational music kind of stuff. We got, what are we going to do now? Trombone Shorty. So anyways, I hope you're enjoying this little interview with Rick Porter. He was in bands back in the day, like magical bands, Zonkeraz, The Shades, Preston Porter, and Rick Porter and Sons of the Soil. Great name. All, you know, really good music and different stuff. It's not like one genre from what I saw out there. It's a little country, a little blues, a little all different. It was
the writer goes where the imagination goes next.
Yeah. Good. All right, well, here's some Trombone Shorty. He's turning me on to all kinds of good stuff too. This is great.
Nashville, Tennessee. This is Eddie Perez of the Mavericks, and you're listening to WCUW, Worcester, Massachusetts.
You are very happily tuned to WCUW. We're here in Worcester, 91.3 FM, online at WCUW.org. This is The Drive. And we're joined here by Mr. Rick Porter, and we've been having a blast. We're playing some of his influences. We had the Mavericks, Brand New Day from there. That's the name of the album, too. Sturgis Simpson, hard to say, Long White Line. Taj Mahal, We're Gonna Make It, and Trombone Shorty with St. James Infirmary. Rick, this has been a blast.
Thank you so much. I'm having fun.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, what's up next? Like, I know you just made your way back to Massachusetts, back to Worcester, I should say.
What's up next is my absolute fascination with the fact that I'm back in Worcester after 14 months in Ohio playing in Hollywood and all over the place with many artists. And when I came back, the Renaissance just grabbed me. You know, I'm Worcester's son. So now I've decided to stay in Worcester and dedicate my writing and my playing and just my artistic abilities to this Renaissance. It's just fantastic. 60 different venues. You can have brunch and listen to music. You can hear music at noon now. There's all these bistros, and I just think it's Worcester's a perfect place for this Renaissance, and I'm thrilled. I want to be a part of it.
With the Paris of the 80s.
it's great, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I guess I don't see it because I've never left Worcester for that long. So to me, I do see things picking up, bubbling up. Things are happening. There's some really great places, and people seem more into it.
It's just fantastic.
Definitely, yeah. So, young and old.
In the future, we get through the holidays, and we've got some projects coming up. We'll be up at Mount Wachusett with Rick Porter Band, and Jonathan is here.
Hello.
And he could probably tell you what's in store for me because he manages me.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Good, thanks.
Well, with Rick, what we're hoping to do is take advantage of the growth in Worcester and the growth in Rick's music lately. You know, we got together with Chuck and Mudd, as you know, just a couple of weeks ago, and brought some tunes back that Rick didn't even sing in Zonkeraz, but he had written.
Oh, that's neat.
And
all right.
Amazingly, you know, the Chuck and Mudd, who've been around since the Zonkeraz days, just killed it.
That's awesome.
It was so much fun to hear the music brought back again.
So you're going to get these down on vinyl?
Well,
or something,
you know,
or digital?
You know, what do you record on these days?
Well, you were just talking about some fancy computer thing with things on it.
That's how we're going to record it all. We have a portable Pro Tools hookup now. And I'm good friends of, I worked out at Longview for years, and We have a good friend from there who has hooked me up with a new computer system and a new recording method, and it's going to work out great, and we can bring it anywhere.
All right.
And we used it the other day to record the show here, and we're going to see what we got from that.
Oh, good.
And then Rick has written some new tunes in the last few months, and we're going to get those down and then get the band around it, too.
Great. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. This is fun.
Yeah, and maybe we can even figure out how all these bands play the gazebos and those nice jobs in the summer.
Yeah.
We want to be outdoors.
We want to
be
outside.
Well, you want to be outside if it's nice out. When it's like that day where you're like, oh, is it off? Is it on? Do I tell my people what's going on? It's like, that is murder. But when it's nice out, it's nothing better than playing outside.
We missed, I remember one year, we missed three Tuesdays in a row at Newton Square because of rain.
Yeah.
And Rick Porter and the Soils were booked, and then, okay, can't do it this week.
Yeah.
You know, oh, look at the clouds again.
I know. You know. Well, at least it's inside venues. There's a lot of great inside venues, and your music, I think, goes to any of these places. Yeah.
I'm actually proud to be from Worcester and seeing what's going on in the art world. And, you know, I want to mention that it's not just music. I've been to the Sprinkler Factory and Arts Worcester. That was the old Aurora Hotel where we used to go to do not such good things. And it's a beautiful, it's just beautiful. And it's just wonderful what's going on.
Yeah, a friend of mine worked there for a while, Ann McTighe and Sousa.
So I'm bouncing around all these new venues, and it's just wonderful to
see.
It
is. It's nice to hear, because I've always been a big fan, even went during Worcester's poopiest times.
There were some rough times.
But it's been great to have you in the studio. Not only are you super talented, but a really nice guy. So I can't wait to have you back and hear some of this music that you guys are going to make. So that's awesome.
Well, I appreciate it so much that you had me on, and I'd come back anytime.
All right.
Thank you, Gail.
We're going to go out with one of your signature tunes.
True.
Robert Gordon, Red Hot. My gal's Red Hot. All right. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Rick Porter live in the studio, and Jonathan Leary came in at the tail end of this, and it's been fun. You're tuned to WCUW. It's community radio after all. All right, here's some My Gal's Red Hot.
My gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodly squat. Yeah! My gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodly squat. Well, she ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal, 6 feet four, sleep in the kitchen with a pizza.
Hi, this is Gail, your host of the Thursday Drive from 5 to 7 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays, listen to The Drive for the best mix of music from today and yesterday. Join me this Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. for a jumpstart on your weekend.